to the side machining.
Hey, is Kelly there?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kelly?
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base, you know, with you. Last we were in contact, you know, it was about a month ago now. You mentioned you were looking for, you know, around 50K to repair, you know, some of your current machines and also add on a saw. Just wanted to see if those plans are still on the horizon and get an idea of what you're looking at over there.
Yeah, but they probably got pushed back, so I had a machine quit. And
oh, man.
I found out one of my big customers is leaving.
Oh, what happened? I know you had that job, right, for Krispy Kreme or something like that?
Yeah. We're starting on that now.
Okay.
Prototyping anyway. We hadn't got all the big quantity stuff yet, but.
Right. No, I know that. And so why is your one big customer leaving? Like, where are they going to go?
They bought a new machine. All right. That's been the deal ever since I started doing work for them, you know. 15 years ago, it was like a 10-year plan. They were going to buy their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 15 years now, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so with that, are you able to find other customers, or is it still tough?
Well, it depends. Two of my other customers are picking back up a little bit.
Hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of it's saying that we're going to get work, you know?
Right, exactly.
Don't pay the bills.
I hear you.
I believe it when I see a purchase order.
Exactly, yeah. You get the contracts first. But yeah, and then for that one machine quit on you, are you going to replace it, or are you just kind of letting it go for now?
Nah, I got somebody coming to look at it. Depends what's wrong with it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, like I said, we do equipment financing. We also do that working capital as well, so unsecured cash. If you did need that 50K still, and we can also help you.
I don't know if I could qualify for it or not.
Oh, but,
I got behind some when I got real slow a couple years ago.
Right, and I mean, we understand that. We work with creditors A to D, you know, even bankruptcies, believe it or not. And we understand that sometimes business owners are in that you know, position. With our working capital programs, it's based off sales. So if I remember right, your gross sales were around like $350,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm on track to do this year.
Okay, great. So off that, we can free up 10-15% of that. So we'd be right around that 50,000 range. It could be a little more, could be a little less, but they take credit in consideration. But it's mainly based off sales. That's why we're allowed. You know, we're able to get those approvals. So I know it's definitely hard as a consumer. You know, with very little like borrowing power. But I'm really sure we'd be able to find you a program available to you.
What do I need to do? Send you all my information?
Yeah, it's a really simple process as well. It'd be a one-page application that I can email over to you. It'd be 6 months business bank statements because they look at your cash flow, so they don't give you like a, something that would be a burden to the business, if you will. And then it would be your most recent tax return. Did you get an extension on 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2014 will work fine then. And do you have all those documents available?
Yeah, somewhere I have to dig them all out.
Okay. If you're able, like, when would you be able to send everything over to me? I could get you an answer by this week if we're able to get it in, like, today or tomorrow.
I don't know. I might could get it to you tomorrow. I don't know. I got to dig them all out, and I'm wide open right now.
Right.
But I'll try and get it to you this week.
Okay, and I understand, you know, you're busy, but we can get approvals in 24 hours, and we can fund in 48, you know, if needed. So we're really quick at getting this moving for you. Here, let me double check the email that I had. Was it hillside91@AOL.com? Okay. All right, I'll send you over that application along with the documents we'd need, and when would be a good time to follow up with you?
No, when I send you the thing back, I'll try and get it this week.
Okay.
And that's whenever I send it back, whatever you got to do.
Okay, yeah, as soon as you, I'll keep my eye out for it, and, you can email or fax it over. It's the best way. And as soon as I receive it, I'll let you know. I'll confirm with you. But yeah, I'll give you a call at the end of the week just to check in.
All right,
Kelly. Well, yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.